Feel is what you feel, feelings aren't real. Put your money down, raise your back, spin the wheel. Feel is what you feel, feelings aren't real. Put your money down, raise your back, spin the wheel. Feel is what you feel, feelings aren't real. Put your money down, raise your back, spin the wheel. Feel is what you feel, feelings aren't real. Put your money down, raise your back, spin the wheel.
Anita Buffum here, and you're listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast. On today's episode, we've got all things RuPaul, from the premiere episode of Season 7 of Drag Race to her brand new album, The Realness, and more. Brought to you by Dragaholic.com. Miss RuPaul.
Yes, Miss RuPaul. Giving out the beats.
I love it. How exciting. RuPaul has a brand new album out today called The Realness.
That's right.
And that was like a big surprise. I had no idea that was happening.
And the other day, didn't we get like a sneak peek of it?
Well, we got a little... I heard, like, I didn't know this was happening, a new album, until the other day.
Yeah.
And I got I saw an interview, or I read an interview or something with her, and she was like, and my new album that comes out on the same day as Drag Race. I was like, what?
So much fun.
Yeah, so we
love the music of RuPaul. Come on.
That's great. Well, for those just joining us, I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
And you're listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast.
Episode 10.
Episode 10, brought to you by Dragaholic.com and Kitchen Restaurant, which is the home to our fabulously famous Sunday brunch show here in New York City. If you're ever in the city, come on and join us over there at Kitchen Restaurant. It's Kitchen without any vowels. KTCHN. And you can check their website out at KTCHNNYC.com. Perfect. And please visit Dragaholic.com. We've got some groundbreaking news. Dragaholic has merged with DragOfficial.com. So these two awesome drag fan sites have joined forces to create one big, amazing site.
One drag mecca,
I love
if
it.
You call it.
And if you've never listened to us before, we have alter egos, Anita and Gina Marie, and we are New York City-based drag performers, and that's that connection there, I guess.
Yeah.
So we're so excited about the premiere of Season 7 of Drag Race this year.
Oh my God, so exciting.
Well, we were really lucky to get a sneak peek at the first episode So at the time of recording this, the new episode isn't out yet, but we've got to see it.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting. You guys are going to love it.
So much fun. Well, I mean, come on. It's Drag Race. So it's like one of the best.
I think it's the best
show
reality show on television.
Yeah, it's one of the best shows on TV. Yeah.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Oh, hello?
I can't. The contestants this year, I think, are different than any other season.
Yes.
And
I was worried at first because I was like, well, these girls seem a little different than every other season, but maybe my expectations are just really high.
Well, you know, the marketing, I think, in the past seasons, mm-hmm. with all the images of the girls, you know those first marketing images of the show every season where they're all kind of in the same aesthetic and same kind of look, you know, a matching sort of aesthetic. It's always super fierce, and it's like, ooh, girl, yes.
But this year, it was kind of like they were able to be themselves, and they were thrown into...
Like white.
Yeah.
Denim. Black.
Yeah, it was a different aesthetic.
It was,
and it was
a little
them
game.
Sitting down and talking to us, kind
well,
of.
Well, not even that,
more.
But like the posters and the images.
Yeah.
I mean, Steven's talking about, we just watched again, for probably the 15th time,
yeah.
the Meet the Queens videos that they do every year. And
but those seem like they were put together differently, too, than the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems very clean, cut, plain Jane.
Stark white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see where they go. Now, I was really surprised by some of the contestants in the first episode, like Tempest Du Jour.
Yes.
Who comes across as a very campy, over-the-top queen.
And she calls herself the mother because she's uh-huh. the oldest and, you know.
But then in the runway, now I'm going to try not to give too many spoilers. I'll let you know when we have a spoiler. But the challenge mm-hmm. that they had to do, the mini challenge, was yeah. actually like a big challenge.
It was
and they
a
had to
big
do,
fashion show, basically.
Right. They had to do a fashion show and show two looks.
It was
a fall look and a spring look.
Yes.
So spring and fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really surprised. I thought, I gotta be honest, my first impression of the girls, I was not really
thinking that
moved.
They would, yeah, okay.
None of the queens really spoke to me.
Yeah.
But when they all came out on this runway for their spring and summer looks,
they had it
they
going
turned
on.
It
on. They
yes,
turned it
girl.
Out. There was a few that I was, you know, still iffy about, but a lot of the girls turned it out.
Their looks were on point.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you were iffy, their looks were still polished,
mm-hmm.
on point. They all looked really good. And they each had a strong look for both categories.
Yes.
Now, there's definitely a bottom two.
Definitely a bottom two.
Definitely. It's not hard to spot the bottom two. And
mm-hmm.
and I'll let you know when we get to talking about that. But I was really pleasantly surprised with their looks. I
yeah.
really was.
And that's for a mini challenge, it was great.
It was
to
a
see,
big mini challenge.
It was a big mini challenge. It was they called it their biggest mini challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for the main challenge, if you don't want to hear this, shut it off now.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do a nude illusion.
That's right.
Where all of them looked like they were naked.
Yes, because of the whole, like, born naked and the rest is drag kind of
right.
idea.
Yes. Now, if you listen to RuPaul's podcast, which you should, if you like ours, you'll love hers.
Oh my God, what's the tea with Michelle Visage?
That's right. What's the tea with Michelle Visage?
Ooh.
They talk about these nude bodysuits. I forget what they're made. Oh, they're made by the same company that does Boobs for Queens.
Okay.
But it's a nude bodysuit from head to toe that is like, it almost looks airbrushed with bits and pieces, if you know what I mean. Like, it's almost...
Oh, so those are already in place.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
didn't have
no,
to add that to
no,
it.
No, I don't believe so. No.
Oh, I thought they had to paint that on themselves.
Well, I'm assuming that these bodysuits we saw them wear
okay.
are the same that is promoted on the podcast,
okay.
RuPaul's podcast, because they based on the description from RuPaul's podcast, this is what they look like.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that they're the same.
From this maker.
And so these bodysuits are head to toe. They even have feet.
Mm-hmm.
It looks airbrushed like boobies and
vagina.
Fuffy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, not all the queens chose to wear them.
No, some were nude.
Well, some were nude.
With other, you know, with things tucked and maybe placed. You know, things were blurred out for television's sake.
Katya.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of talking slow here, guys. So when I get to something and you want to shut it off, you can. Katya looks like she came out completely nude.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, gets to the end of the runway, turns her ass to the judges, and bends completely over.
I think she may have dropped something.
Is it whoopsie daisies?
Yeah, whoopsie daisies.
Oopsie doopsies.
How would she say that in her language?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what
I'm not sure.
Oop.
I don't know. I have no idea. But she looked completely nude. I think Miss Fame, was she completely nude? There was somebody else that looked like they
I
were
think Miss Fame
nude.
Was completely nude as well. Yeah. Yeah.
And a few disappointments.
A few disappointments. I mean, Sacha Bell was really disappointing.
Well, Sacha Bell wasn't in one of those suits. She was in like a ballet unitard.
A beige nude
but like,
unitard. But then there was an exposed area in her back.
Well, it was one of those unitards that it's like a deep, like, boat necky type.
Yeah, in the front
and
the
back. And then
comes
way down in the back.
Yeah.
And she also had what looked like a black bra.
Yeah, like
or
it looked
or
like a sports bra.
Or a
it looked like
bra.
A black
yeah.
sports bra, but it came
and you
very
could see,
high.
And you could see Michelle Visage was not pleased.
Ooh, she was not pleased at seeing that from
no,
the
she
back.
Was not. No, she was not.
No. And I don't think there was any thought put into it. He didn't do any embellishments at the front. There was,
no.
It was just a plain,
very plain Jane.
Nude thing.
And I have to say, too, I was not super impressed with Sacha Bell in this first episode.
True.
Now, she's from Iowa.
Yeah.
She's auditioned 5 times.
Mm.
And she says she studied really hard. So it's funny to me because
it's
like...
weird because you know that you wouldn't show up doing what you're doing then if you studied very hard.
You know, people always tell us that we should audition for Drag Race.
Yeah.
And when I give thought to that, I think about, okay, if I were to do that, I just want to be the best me that I can be, the most polished version of me.
Of course.
So I think that's where the studying comes in. Sacha Bell talked about how I can tell you every queen that has been eliminated and when they were eliminated and, you know, like what they lip synced or whatever. She was just saying that she knows
but
all the facts about the
honey,
show.
Honey, trivia ain't going to get girl, you the crown.
No, not to, not, no girl. It's RuPaul's Drag Race, not RuPaul's Trivia Challenge down at Pieces Bar. No.
No, it's not.
Speaking of which, how many times do we talk about Pieces?
I know.
We should...
we should get a night there just for talking about
I
them.
Know, we should. Although, who really wants a night there?
Well, not really.
No, I can't. We love Pieces.
Oh,
I love
no,
Pieces.
No, Pieces is fabulous.
Yeah, if you come to New York City or if you live in New York City...
Oh, my God.
And you haven't been to Pieces Bar, go check it out. We talked about, I think we talked about them in the aftercast,
yeah,
right?
I think we did, actually.
We have a YouTube.
And our history with it, you know, being out and about.
We have a YouTube series on our YouTube channel where called The Aftercast. I don't know if we promoted it too much on here.
I don't know if we've done it on here, but I know we've done vice
check
versa.
Out our YouTube page. Just Google House of Mimosa YouTube. It should come up. And after every podcast, I can't believe we haven't talked about this.
I know.
After almost all of our podcasts, I think... the last 3 or 4,
mm-hmm.
We do a video where we talk, as Travis and Steven, a little bit more in depth about some of the topics on the podcast. So go over to our YouTube page, check it out, subscribe, and check out the Aftercast. We have to give a big thank you to everyone who has watched and commented and subscribed after seeing our Drag Race video where mm-hmm. Anita and Gina Marie kind of critique some of the girls and their costumes from an event that they did.
Yeah, it was the LA premiere.
Oh my God, we're over like 3,000 views.
I know,
views
we're so
and,
thankful.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
We're working really hard on our YouTube page. So
please share, like, and subscribe.
And comment. We love those comments.
Yeah,
we got our first hater comment.
I know, we did.
We sure did.
Isn't that fun?
We sure did. That was this week. And something else big that happened to us this week. Oh, we should talk about that first.
I know.
I
only
planned to. I know, but
well,
I'm so excited about
that.
Well,
we can go and back.
So here we are on our way to a gig.
Oh God, on
Saturday. So excited.
All dolled up.
All done up, ready to go. to a bridal shower. And we've been booking a lot of bridal showers and bachelor parties and bachelorettes and all
we
that stuff.
We do a lot of events, yeah.
So we're on our way. And don't you know, we hit a GD pothole.
The hugest pothole I've
oh
ever
my God.
Seen.
And flat tire.
Instantaneous flat tire.
Now, I might be a gorgeous gal, but I'm also pretty butch. And I know how to change a flat tire. So we pull over.
Yeah.
We get out in all of our regalia. And there I am. And I'm like, I can do this. I can do this. And now moving very slowly because I don't want to sweat all my makeup off.
Oh, terrible.
And I'm undoing the tire. I get to the last lug nut. Is that what they're called on the tire?
Last bolt.
And we're fortunate enough to have a very beautiful Volkswagen. And Volkswagens have a safety nut. Where you have to have a special
key.
Key.
You can't just take it off at a crowbar,
no,
people. You have to have a special key that goes onto the crowbar that can then unlock the safety mechanism.
So
you don't get your car taken away.
Yeah, right. So people can't steal the tires.
Yeah.
So, which I think is a good benefit here in New York City. So that's missing. That special nut to get that lug off or whatever they're freaking called
yeah.
is missing. And I'm thinking to myself, are you effing kidding me? Because I've done this before.
Yeah.
I've done it before, and I had that key before.
It would have been
done
fine.
Myself.
It would have taken 15 minutes, and we would have been ready to go and on our way.
And I'm like, I know I didn't lose this because I know how important it is, and I know that after I did it, I put it right back with all the other...
Where the hell would I have put it,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, it has to be the last place I took the car to have the tires rotated or serviced or whatever, and they didn't put it back. So I'm like steaming.
So we're cursing out the people that did the car last time.
Here we are, the side of the highway, cars driving by, looking gorgeous as ever.
With all, wait, and all our sound equipment on the ground, on the side of the road.
So we have all of our sound equipment because we travel with all of our sound. In the back of the car.
Yeah.
So that has to come out in order for me to get the spare out of the car. So all of our sound equipment, our speakers, our speaker stands, our big bass, our sound
board, everything,
just all, there we are on the side of the highway, just sprawled out like nobody's business. So I call roadside assistance and I'm like, so I don't have the safety. I need someone to come. Now I have to tell you, I didn't realize at this point that the safety key was specific to each car.
Yes.
I thought I could go down to Volkswagen dealership and buy a new one and I could take
and
it off.
It's a Volkswagen brand
of safety lock. That's not it.
No.
So the service guy comes. I'm like, I don't have the key. He's like, oh, first of all, we wait
over
for
two
him.
Hours. Over so 2 hours. Over 2 hours, you wait for AAA to get there.
He comes. I'm like, so I don't have the safety. He's like, oh, well, nothing I can do for you. Sorry.
You're going to have to get a tow. What? Excuse me.
Wait, so, but before this, before you hear this, so he comes and we're all good. We're like, okay, well, we're just going to be in costume, whatever. This guy's going to be cool. Like, we're in New York City. We're in a show. We're in costume and makeup. What are you going to do? But when I knew we were going to have to get a tow, I was like, okay, we got to get out of costume. We can't get in a tow truck like this.
Not like
so,
this, people.
I call roadside assistance again. I'm like, the guy came, but he says he can't change the tire because the safety key's missing. I need you to send a tow.
Oh, jeez. And when we knew it had to be towed, we had to call. We had to cancel the gig. We had to call this poor woman and tell
her that
we
cannot.
Which
we're so sorry about.
We're so sorry. Oh, my God.
I can only remember one other time.
Yeah.
No, two other times. Well, no. One time we had to cancel a gig. And one time where I was so sick back in the day that I couldn't be there, but you still did the
gig.
That's
right. Yeah.
So we never...
We never cancel.
It has to be, like, we can't get out of the situation. So, we're really pissed. Not only are we not going to be able to get to the gig, we're not going to be able to make the goddamn money we thought we were going to make.
Ugh.
We've got to wait for this tow truck. So, we're scrambling to change out a costume on the middle of the highway. Oh, my God. So, we're changing. We change. Thank God we did, because the guy that pulled up, I don't think would have been amused.
No. I mean, here I am.
Oh, my, it was horrible.
Full face.
It was horrible.
You know. Just like a boy, but at that point, but
it was horrible.
Oh my God. Lounging out in the back of the station wagon.
You were too.
I was. Well, because I didn't want our crap to be taken away. I didn't know who was going to come up on the side of the road and grab all our equipment.
Oh, God. It was such a mess.
What a mess. So
Steven waits on the side of the road while I get in the tow truck and we call an Uber car for Steven.
Yeah.
Because we had to have all of our sound equipment taken back to our apartment and not with the car to the garage that it was being towed to.
So I go with
the guy. Steven's waiting on the side of the road, looking like his face was beat with a frying pan. Because if you've ever seen a drag queen after she takes her makeup off, it looks like...
And taking her makeup off with not the right stuff that we normally take it off with. Because here
napkins,
we are.
Napkins, whatever we have just to wipe it off. So I get into the tow truck. And this guy, he was a young guy. I mean, maybe he was 19.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like he's from the tri-state area. I don't know where he was from.
Yeah.
And... turns the truck on, and the music is so loud. So, now, I like loud music.
And you were texting me, you know, from the car, and I'm laughing all along the way.
Oh, my God. So, it's so loud. So, and he's like, this all right? This all right? And I'm like, it's a little loud.
Like, what are you supposed to say?
Oh, my God. So, he turns it down, like, a notch.
Yeah.
Then, hands me a pack of cigarettes and is like, have whatever you want. Take whatever you want. I'm like, I don't smoke. I'm a singer. And then he lights his up and starts smoking.
He doesn't even ask if you mind.
I can't.
I know.
I was like, oh my God.
I'm surprised.
It was the worst half hour ride I think I've ever taken. It was, well, no. The worst ride I ever taken was with you to Toronto when you were so sick.
Oh my God, when I was so sick, where we had to cancel a gig, but then
that was the gig.
We rescheduled it though.
Yeah.
We rescheduled it.
Oh my God. That was such a mess. That was such a mess.
Never, oh my God. knock on wood, hopefully never again do we come across that kind of situation, but... You know, that's life. You know, what are you going to do?
That's life. You know, I like to think of it as it was keeping us... everything happens for a reason, and maybe we weren't supposed to go to that gig and something else, you know.
But we really feel bad.
Yeah. Well, no, we're horrible.
We wish we could have been there.
I mean, bridal showers are boring as hell anyway.
I know.
And now,
I wonder what they did without us. I know.
She was so excited. I feel horrible.
The bride was so thrilled, and the mother was so excited to have us.
I can't.
But, you know, what are you going to do? You know?
I can't. All right, back to Drag Race.
All right, back to Drag Race. So we talked about the main challenge and how it was about being nude.
Right, the main challenge about being nude. You know, it's funny because I wear a bodysuit.
Yeah.
I do wear a bodysuit in our show, and that's because I don't really want to shave my chest, and I have a sleeve of tattoos, and I feel that up until recently, having tattoos is out of character for Anita. I feel like now I could maybe wear the tattoos and show them, but... I don't want to have to shave my chest for every performance. And, you know, I that's one part of, like, my manhood I like to still connect to
or
whatever. So I always wear a bodysuit. But I've been thinking about, like, well, what if I didn't wear a bodysuit and did boobs? And it's very strange. I don't know. I mean, you don't wear one. You wear your open chest.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really have a lot of hair on my chest. And,
Well, you look like a 12-year-old girl.
Well, sometimes, yeah. And so, I've been, you know, confused for looking like Brandon Tina a few times.
Who's Brandon Tina?
From Boys Don't Cry.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Stories. People that, you look like Hilary Swank. Oh, thank you.
Oh, no. They say that from that movie?
Someone has told me that before.
Wait, you as Gina Marie or you
no,
as Tina?
No, me back in the day.
Oh,
yeah, just
God.
Hanging out. Yeah,
I
young.
I can't.
Young 20-something out and about. You look like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
But no, I shave, you know, my chest and, you know, my underarms, of course, you know. I, at times, miss some of the hair under my arms, you know, and it's kind of like, oh, I wish I had hair under my arms at
times.
Isn't
that weird to think about?
I know. Things that, like, I don't have anymore that I wish I had. Well. But one thing that I don't do is I don't wear nails, and I kind of don't want to. I don't...
Well, we've talked about it. I don't think it's in character for Gina Marie.
I don't think it's in character for Gina Marie to have nails.
And I've started wearing nails.
Yeah.
But it is in character for Anita to wear nails. I think she would wear nails, you know? But
I know that I'm sure I get clocked for not wearing them.
Yeah, but you have nice nails as they are. Like, I'm horrible because I bite my nails and I'm trying to stop. I try to stop and I get successful for a while and then I, you know, something happens and I'm stressed out or something and I notice, you know, all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I have no nails. I'm, you know, it's so, I don't even think about it when it's happening. But, you've got nice nails, so I don't think that...
And I have very feminine hands, so that maybe...
Dainty, very
dainty
and soft.
But hopefully that comes
Fellas,
across.
Fellas, his hands are dainty and soft if you're
great.
Into that sort of thing.
Not right now, honey. It's the dead of winter. Oh, my God, I'm, like, feeling them. They're, like, calloused. Terrible.
But it's funny, I think that with Drag Race, the expectations of drag have changed.
I see
so,
that.
Like, every year it seems like the queens are more polished, and every year they seem more, just more. Like, there's just
Well, there's
more.
A lot more expectation now, I think, than there was. And I think what the bad thing, not that it's bad, but I think that people that had their own idea of what their own drag was has kind of been tarnished, and I think we all have to fit in a little bit of a box now if you were to go on the show.
Right.
So that's the part.
Well, you definitely see some, like Bianca. I think Bianca was, you know, famous in her own right before she went on the show. Mm. And I think we saw her, you know, change her hair up on the show. We saw her wear long hair, which she never wears. We saw her kind of step out of what we how we normally see her. I mean, I still think she was very true to herself.
Oh, very
And I
true.
Am surprised they didn't clock her or read her for having similar looks a lot. The dresses were very similar and the same.
In her gown choices.
Yeah. But,
okay.
But we did talk to Roy, who is Bianca, and he said to us that he knows that people were clocking him for that, but that he was like, you know, they give us 90 minutes to get ready, so don't do something you don't know how to do. Do what you do best.
Yeah, do what you do well
and
so
that
you're going to at least get to the finish line, basically.
But, you know, they do ask to see different things from other people. Like, they ask
and
to
she
see...
changed it up. When they asked her to do certain things, you know, she changed it up so that, you know, she stayed true to herself, but also, you know, strayed here and there to show them that she was versatile.
I bet we're going to see them ask Trixie Mattel...
To tone it down with the makeup?
I don't know. I
wonder.
Or just, like, I can see Michelle Visage asking Trixie to, like, I'd like to see something softer. I'd like to see how you look with a, you know, blend out those contours a little bit more.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm sure it might happen.
It's very funny in the episode when they're introducing themselves, which when the time the podcast comes out, you'll have seen the episode, I'm sure. But Trixie walks into the room and introduces herself and says that she's a makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other girls are like, uh-huh?
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't think a makeup artist would do a look like she's doing.
But she enjoys it, and that's the character that she's created, you know?
It's very funny because, and we said this before on the podcast, before the show starts, you have a thought and an opinion on the girls. Then the show starts, and you kind of start to form a different opinion.
Yeah.
So even after just seeing the first episode, I'm already kind of like, all right, okay, I get it a little bit.
Filling it out with certain people.
Okay, yeah.
I understand certain things. Like you were saying that with Tempest Du Jour.
Yes.
I felt like, you know, at first maybe we wouldn't like her. She seemed very set in her ways as far as her comedy might be and this and that. And, you know, here she was and she turned it out for the mini challenge and, you know, given us some stuff. And I fell in love with the person too in the first episode.
Well, you do because Tempest Du Jour talks about his children and his weight loss and his partner. And there are just certain little things that he talks about that you're like, oh, I love him. So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes.
And I wasn't, you know, the two people that I wasn't impressed with at all for this episode was Jasmine Masters and like we said before, Sacha Bell.
Well, Jasmine Masters, it's hard because I think Jasmine Masters is good at what she does because I've seen her YouTube and you know, her YouTube is like, you know, I forget what it's called exactly, but it's like, you know, Jasmine Masters says or something, like she has an opinion and she's going to give it to you.
Okay, yeah.
And she looks good. I think she always looks polished.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you've talked about how she looks like Eddie Murphy with a wig on, but
yes, just
other than
joking.
That, she looks polished. I mean, she looks...
But it's funny because she wears a lot of midriff stuff. She has great abs. Oh my God, fantastic body.
We talked about this too when we were watching it. Her abs are great for a boy, but for a woman,
but
they make
it
look very
harsh.
Feminine. It does not look feminine.
No.
So in the first episode, she does do a look with her abs out.
Yeah.
And it's a little harsh.
Yeah.
But I think her problem is going to be that she's not creative enough.
Okay.
Because in the first mini challenge with the Nude Illusion, the Nude Illusion was supposed to be a reveal. They were supposed to come out, take something off, and reveal the Nude Illusion.
Exactly.
And she was in the workroom talking about how she was going to be a butterfly in a cocoon and then come out of the cocoon.
Shed her
and be
external
nude.
Skin.
But the cocoon was just two hula hoops with fabric
wrapped
attached,
around it.
Holding
mm-hmm.
them together. And she was going to walk out and inside of it,
mm-hmm.
which turned into like a shimmy, because how can you really walk
Which all the judges were kind of like, what the hell is going on?
And then she drops the top hula hoop to reveal that she's nude, but she wasn't nude.
No.
She was in like a fringe dress.
Yeah, it was like, almost like it all started at the neck.
At the neck, and the fringe
went all the way down. And so it looked like a gown.
You
like
could see
gown.
That she was nude, quote unquote nude underneath.
Yeah.
But the other girls were, like, really nude.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how the season plays out and where they go. Because I think for television, she's going to be a good contender.
Okay. I could
but
see that.
But I don't know if she has the chops to be successful with the challenges.
Mm.
Because you got to be really skilled, not only technically, but on a creative level, your mind has to be able to go places quickly.
Yeah.
And this is something when we're watching the show and I'm like, what would I do? What would I do? And I'm like, God, I don't know if I could think fast enough to do what they're asking. I don't know.
But you never
and create what they
I mean,
need.
We've never been put into that situation. So you don't know until you're in it and stuck in it and have to think on your feet.
Also this week, we had the pleasure of performing for the LGBT Expo at the Javits Center here in New York City. That was awesome.
Yes.
It was hosted by Peppermint and Destiny Divine,
mm-hmm.
and they were so fabulous.
So great.
Well, this is really exciting because we were asked to be there as kind of the spokesmodels for EngagedWeddings.com, which is a gay wedding
one-stop shop, if Rolodex, you want to say that.
Yeah, yeah, Rolodex for wedding resources. Please check them out. They were so great to us, treated us like superstars.
What a great group of people.
And they've even given us a page for all the performing that we do for wedding events on their website. So please check them out. It's Engaged, E-N-G-A-Y-G-E-D, EngagedWeddings.com. They're so fabulous. So shout out to Mike and everyone over at Engaged Weddings. Thank you so much.
And thanks for treating us like rock stars. Oh my God, like really rock stars. I know.
Now, we have such a treat for you. I know we could go on and on about Drag Race. Oh, and I do really quickly want to talk about RuPaul's album.
Oh, yes.
Real quick, I know we mentioned it earlier, but Realness, download it now on iTunes. It's very funky. It's very old school, like house,
like
dance,
in the club,
90s.
You know.
Well, I read an interview with RuPaul where she said she worked with the same writer and producer of Supermodel of the World.
Oh, so this is a treat.
It's like a throwback. It's really cool. So definitely check it out. At least preview it. It's very much that house, club, dance type music. And it's fun. There's not a lot of melody. There's not a lot of choruses.
I could see that.
But it's fun to play. We had it playing in the background as we were working on some stuff today.
Doing our makeup.
Yeah, and it's good. It's good. And she said in the same interview I've been keep referring to that it's only been a year since Born Naked came out, and that she's already planning another album for next year. So
with Lucian Piani.
With Lucian Piani. So that'll be really, really cool. So download it.
Oh.
Now, before we get to a little more Anita and Gina Marie, because we have a really a fun surprise for you guys from Anita and Gina Marie, we have to give a shout-out to Chippendale's 50 Shades of Men.
Show.
Yeah, show tour. We're so excited because we've been asked to open up for them.
In upstate New York.
In Cobleskill, New York.
Uh-huh.
Which it's so funny because
is it Cobleskill or Cobleskill?
Cobleskill.
Okay.
It's kind of like near Albany, but off the beaten path, kind of. I'm surprised the Chippendales are there, but
how
exciting.
If the women want them, they're going to show up.
And I'm sure they do. So this is really exciting. We talked earlier about how Anita and Jeannie Mae were stranded on the side of the road, and we have a little audio clip of that adventure. Oh, hi. I can't believe your frickin' candy's broken down again.
Oh, honey.
Now, this is why I don't want to get in the candy with you.
I know, honey, but you know, this happens to everybody.
What is this car anyway? My God, your father owned this car.
Well, honey, it's an antique. It's
oh,
an antique.
My God.
Don't worry about it, honey.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, look, we have a flat. That's
all. A flat tire.
A flat tire.
Oh, my God. How does that even happen?
Well, honey, I hit one of the potholes here on the Grand Central. What do you want me to do? I mean, it's not my fault. Calm down.
All right. Okay. All right, I'm going
to
calm down.
Don't worry. Count to 10. Jesus. God, you're making me nervous.
Honey, I'm too pretty to be rover on the side of the road like this.
Don't worry about it.
Three.
All right.
Four,
I know what to do, honey. I used to do, roadside assistance back in the day for my daddy.
You used to do roadside assistance?
Yes, honey, for my daddy's shop.
When did you do roadside assistance?
Honey, back in the day.
Oh, my gosh. Seven.
Wait. All right, calm down. Now, I'm going to need your help. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to make sure and take a look at the tire.
You need my help?
I'm going to need your assistance,
of course. Okay, all right. I can do this.
All right, come on.
No, I can do this. I can do it.
All right, come on.
Okay, I can do this. Okay, here we go. All right, okay, here we go.
All right. Oh, Jesus. Look
at
this.
How are you? Okay, all right.
How you doing?
Hi,
honey.
All right. They're waving.
Hello. How you doing? All right. Go around.
They must recognize me.
Oh, honey, I doubt that.
Okay, all right.
All right. So, the first thing I need, go in the back there.
All right, okay.
Near the trunk. I need the jack.
A jack-up?
No, the jack, honey.
The jack? You need a jack? It's cold.
No, the jack, honey. The thing that lifts the car up.
What the hell's a jack?
It's a device, honey, that lifts the car so I can get the frickin' wheel off.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Is that thing Frankie always tells you he wants?
No, honey. That's something different. Let me just do it.
What's it look like?
Don't worry. I'll just get it. Oh, God. God, all this junk in the back seat. I told Tina Marie to clean it up.
All right. Is it a thong?
I don't know, honey. All right. Well, here it is. It's right. Okay. All right.
All right.
Now, the next thing that you could help me look for is that I need the wrench there.
Okay, a wrench.
No, like the jack, the little, the thing that has a bolt on it, and, you know, it's like a pulley lever, it's in the shape of an L.
An L?
Yeah.
Oh, God, okay, shape of an L.
Now, be careful, I'm raising the car.
All right. Is it okay I sit on this?
No! No, honey, you can't sit on that. No.
What, are we supposed to just stand out here?
You're going to have to stand, honey. Take your shoes off.
My shoes off, please. It's snow. All the right. Snow out here. No way.
You concentrate.
All right, okay.
I need the crowbar.
A crowbar.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The L-shaped thing?
The L-shaped thing is called a crowbar. Right, it's got
crowbar.
A little something at the end that looks all like... Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Did you find it?
Is this it?
Yeah. Oh, that's it!
Oh,
honey, good for you!
Well, it's the only thing that's in the shape of an L.
Oh, well, true. All right, okay, so let's see. Now, I may need your assistance. I'm going to have to get these lug nuts off, all right?
All right.
But what I'm going to need you to do...
A lug nuts?
Yeah, they're just the little nuts here.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to put this crowbar down.
All right.
All right, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to stand on the crowbar to get loose these nuts.
Honey.
What?
In these shoes?
Well, honey,
these are my good shoes.
All right, I'm just going to do it then. Can you
can't
hold?
You can just do it?
I'm going to try, honey, but I don't know if I can hold my balance.
Hi. How are you? We're all right.
She's just
changing the tire.
We just have a flat.
All right.
Just a flat. All right.
All right.
Okay, let me see. All right, let me hold myself up.
You can get it. Honey, use all your weight.
I'm trying, honey. All right. There we go. All right. That's the first one.
All right.
All right. Here, let me try another.
Oh, the police are coming.
What?
The police are coming.
No, honey, you can't.
No, I'll just wave them down.
No, you can't wave them down.
What are you talking about?
Honey, the cops can't stop. This is going to be fine. I know how to fix this.
Yeah, but maybe they can help us.
No, you don't need to call.
It's the police. Honey.
No, just don't worry about it. You know, just pretend you lost something on the side of the road.
All right.
Shh.
Oh, no, they're not stopping.
Okay.
They must be on break.
Well, probably going to Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
Jesus.
What's taking so long?
Well, honey,
I gotta go.
Something's wrong down here.
What do you mean something's wrong?
Well, one of these bolts is not fitting in right.
What do you mean not fitting in right?
Well, the crowbar's not fitting in.
What are you talking about, honey?
Well, something's wrong. Let me fix it. Hold on. Let me get down.
Oh, my. I knew I should have waved the police over.
Jesus Christ.
See?
Oh, Jesus.
This is why women belong in the kitchen or on the stage.
Well, or in the bedroom. Jeez, honey. The nuts are stripped.
What?
The nuts are stripped.
Hey, what the hell does that mean?
It means that the nuts have been taken off too many times. Freaking old car. I told Frankie we should get a new car. God, what are we going to do? God, I can't fix this. Oh.
See, I knew it.
All right, well, I could have fixed it if everything was right. But...
Hey, I'm getting cold out here.
All right, hold on. Let me, you know who I can call? Sales Auto Body. And mechanic service. All right.
All right.
You know Sal from back in the Italian League.
Yeah,
days.
Yeah.
All right. So, let me.
Didn't he just have a recent triple bypass?
Well, I don't know, honey. Did he?
I don't know. I heard he was at a commission for something.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, call him.
All right. All right. Hold on. Can I use your phone? You get better reception than I do.
Is this the same Sal from high school that you knew?
Oh, God, yeah, honey. We go way back.
Yeah, well, he was always older than us.
Hold on.
Is his wife going to know that you're calling? Is his wife going to be all right that you're calling him?
Honey, he has his own auto body and a mechanic service, of course.
Well, I just don't know if she's still going to be touchy about all that stuff that happened when we were in high school.
Honey, Jesus. Please, it's water under the Tri-Borough Bridge. Hi, Sal. Sal, it's Gina Marie Ricciali.
And Anita Buffum.
And Anita Buffum. Honey, you know, funny story. Yeah. Oh, it has been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. Hi, Sal.
Hi, she says hi. He says hi. All right. Well, you know, I'm stuck on the side of the road on the Grand Central Parkway. Can you believe it? Yeah, and now, we had a flat tire, and, you know.
Car broke down, Sal.
And Oh, yeah, no, of course. I know how to fix it, Sam. He remembers that I used to work in my daddy's shop.
Sam, I'm sitting down here on the side of the road.
Shh, all right, and...
And all my get-together.
And, yeah, I know, Sam. And I did everything. You know, the only problem is it's an old car and...
Sam,
you know,
send help, honey.
Well, the nuts and bolts are stripped.
Nuts are stripped.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember that time. Oh, yeah. It was, yeah, those nuts were stripped, too. Yeah. Well, no, Sal, you know, we're getting back to the whole thing. You know,
we're
going to need somebody to help us, Sal. You know, I, at this point, I think I'm going to need a tow. Oh. All right. Oh, his son does it.
Oh.
All right, so he's going to send his son up. Sal, I don't know if I can do that. No, Sal, I don't. Well, Sal, we can work
What's
it
he
out.
Want? What's
well,
he
nothing.
Want?
You just no.
Sal, whatever it costs, I'll pay for it.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll make sure. You know. Well, no, honey, I don't think that's possible.
Whatever it is, honey.
Well, he wants to have dinner with us, honey.
Oh.
He wants to have dinner. Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, we'll work something out.
Both
Sal.
Of us.
Well. All right.
At
so,
the same time?
Honey, he just wants to reminisce and have a drink.
Oh, all right.
All right. So, all right. So, well, honey, what do you know where we are?
Grand Central Parkway.
Grand Central Parkway.
Oh, well, by where Ditmar, the Astoria Boulevard Ditmar's exit.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. The end of, uh-huh. You heard her? Okay. All right. So, tell your son, and we'll be waiting here. Well, tonight. I don't know if we can make it tonight for drinks and...
Drinks with Sam.
All right. Well,
what about
right.
his wife?
All right, Sal. So you do that.
Is he going to bring his wife?
And do you have Anita's? I'm calling from Anita's phone. Do you have her number? All right. You have it on there. All right. So if anything, please call us. Let us know what's going on. So we'll be waiting here for your son. Okay. Oh, Salvatore Jr. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Okay. All right. So we'll see you then, Sal. All right. So we'll call you later. All right. Thank you.
All right,
Sal.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, honey, was he? How long is it going to take?
I don't know, honey. He said his son is going to be on it.
Well, can you lower the cost so I can get in? It's freezing out here.
All right, well.
Oh my God.
God, what are we going to do? We're going to catch frickin' pneumonia.
Oh, what the? Oh. I just got a text message from Sale.
What? What do you say?
He says he's hoping we can both make dinner tonight.
Oh.
And that, he wants to show us a real good time.
Well, honey, he just wants to, rekindle, friendships from back in the day, that's all.
Honey, I'm a married lady.
I know, so am I, honey.
What about his wife?
Well, all right, don't worry about it. I mean, this is, just friends having some drinks and hanging out. It's nothing to worry about.
But I just don't want him to expect something.
He's not going to expect anything, honey. He's just helping
God.
Some friends
my nerves.
Out.
Oh, God. Oh,
well,
my
we
God.
Should look pretty tonight, though, just
we
in case.
We look pretty. What should I wear?
Well, something low cut and up to there and down to there.
Oh, my God, honey. Well, how old is Seal Jr.?
Well, Seal Jr.'s got to be... He's probably a little older than
Oh, my
than
God,
January.
I got another message. He said he's bringing Seal Jr.
For what?
He says that... Oh, my God. He says that he's going to be busy with... I can't.
What?
I can't even read
All
this.
All right, let me see.
I can't even read this.
Well...
He says he's... His hand's going to be tied up with Gina Marie.
Oh.
And he's hoping that I can keep Salvatore Jr. busy.
What, is he crazy? Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
I don't know, honey. I can't.
All right. Well, let's not worry about it. Maybe,
Sal
Jr.'s coming and...
No, maybe I should walk. Maybe I should walk.
How are you going to walk?
I can't believe you've done this to me.
What are you talking about?
I can't believe you did this
Where
to me.
Where are you going?
Oh, my God. I'm out of here.
What are you talking about?
I can't turn around for this.
Are you going to leave me on the side of the road with Salvatore Jr.?
Anita,
you can't leave me here. The last time I was stranded on the side of the road at Grand Central Parkway, I was picked up for prostitution.
We've got more House of Mimosa, the podcast, coming up for you in just a minute. But first, a message from Grizzly Kiki.
Sickening. Fierce. Work. Do you love drag queens?
Are you looking for a way to calm your nerves?
Of course you are. Hi, I'm Robert.
And I'm Daniel.
And we host Grizzly Kiki, an oral history of drag and nightlife entertainment.
We dig deep and get to know your favorite drag queens and nightlife personalities.
Who have we interviewed? I'm glad you asked.
Get your dustpan ready, because we're about to drop some names.
Bianca Del Rio.
Bob the Drag Queen.
Fifi O'Hara.
Peaches Christ.
Alaska Thunderfuck.
Jackie Beat.
Adore Delano.
And many more.
We've even interviewed the House of Mimosa.
So come join the party at grizzlykiki.com or subscribe on iTunes today.
Yas, honey.
Things. My name is Alaska Thunderfuck 5000 from the planet Glamtron. What's yours? Now, I've come a long way to be here tonight. So let's get our greetings and salutations out of the way right now, shall we? Hi! Oh, I don't know about you, Miss Kitty, but I feel so much yummier. Now, there's an issue that has recently come to my attention that we need to discuss right now. Is that okay with you, honey? Are you ready? You, are you ready?
Okay. Are you ready? 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 Are you ready?
Remover. I'm Ratchet Couture. I'm a goddamn mermaid. I don't need to try. I don't even care who gives a shit. 'Cause I look fucking cool!
Bring it. attention, students. This is your new assistant secretary, Mrs. Ritali, speaking. Please be advised, we are no longer responsible for spoilers from the first episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. If you don't want to hear any specifics, please turn off this program now. And to whoever put the kick me sign on my back, well, I have a medical condition that allows me to see further than my peripheral vision. And I know who your bastards are, and I know your mothers.
All right, so now that that disclaimer is out there, if you don't want to hear any specifics or spoilers, turn us off now.
That's right, but we're going to get into the details.
And what we didn't say earlier that we're going to say now is that we're pissed.
We're pissed!
What a first episode.
I'm really surprised.
I have to tell you, I really feel like whatever happened, was, number one, was unexpected.
True.
Totally unexpected. I did not expect Candy Ho to be on the bottom.
Me either.
Now, from the previews, I thought maybe Tempest Du Jour could be a first to go.
Possibly.
But after seeing the episode, through the first episode, through the two challenges, mm-hmm. I was like, no, girl, stepped her shit up.
And you know what? She had a lot of storyline. Yeah, and she was really likable.
I really liked
her, and I was rooting for her throughout the episode.
Yeah.
And so I was very surprised to see that it was down to Tempest Du Jour and Candy Ho.
Now, I have to say, after the judges kind of explained why they thought Tempest should be in the bottom, I kind of was like,
we kind of understood a little bit.
But I would have rather have seen, God, who would I have rather
seen?
I would rather have seen Sasha Bell in the bottom.
Yeah, I could have sworn she was going to be in the bottom.
Now,
too.
Here's the thing. What's worse? Turning out a look that isn't quite polished, like Tempest Du Jour? Because, you know, their big complaint was that her bodysuit was a little saggy and not fitted.
Yeah, and not fitted.
Or is it worse where, in Sasha Bell's instance, where she is supposed to do a nude look, and it's not a nude look, and is like, I guess I didn't understand the challenge.
Well, it didn't make sense. To me, that's worse. It's worse when all the panel of judges are against you and they're like, you didn't understand the challenge, bitch.
Right.
You know, hey, I think she should have been in the bottom and I think she should have went home.
Now, what did you think about NeNe Leakes' Eddie Murphy?
Oh, I thought that she also could have been in the bottom.
Wait, what's
too.
Her freaking name?
Jasmine Masters.
Jasmine Masters.
Yeah. I thought she could have been in the bottom, too. I could understand that she got a pass, though.
Yeah.
Because a lot of other girls have gotten passes in the past.
Yeah.
And I understood that she got a pass. I understood that. But if I were to pick my bottom two, it would have been Jasmine Masters and Sasha Bell.
I'm kind of right there with you. I think I would have.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would have picked Sasha Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree. I am also surprised that Miss Fame didn't win the challenge.
The challenge, yes.
I thought she was more on point than Violet Tchotchke.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Michelle Visage was pissed.
Michelle Visage was pissed because she said that Violet Tchotchke turned out a boy look.
Can we talk about how Michelle Visage was not having it tonight?
No, Michelle.
She was giving it.
Michelle was not having it. Michelle is fed up. This is season 7, and she's ready to critique everything.
Well, I'm really excited because our special guest this week, I know we're running a little long today, but RuPaul season 7 premiere, the Realness album, and on today's show, we have Tim, the founder of Dragaholic.com, which we're so excited to be sponsored by. And we've got him on the line. Let's see what he thinks of tonight's episode.
So we have Tim on the line right now. Tim, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're so excited to have the founder of Dragaholic.com, our sponsor, finally on the podcast. I know we've been talking about doing this for a while. But listen, before we get into Dragaholic talk, I think we're all on the edge of our seats to know what you think of this first episode of Drag Race.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start, to be honest. I was literally blown away by this first episode.
Now, what
all
blew you away?
Fashion.
Oh, the fashion was big.
The fashion was very big.
Yeah.
That was amazing. All their looks, I thought, were really on point.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, like, after season 6, where they had that split intro, and not to be shady, but their fashion wasn't the greatest in the first 2 episodes.
Uh-huh.
This first episode blew me away.
Yes.
Do you think maybe it's because this is one of the first times they haven't had to create their own outfits in the first episode?
Oh, that's true. I never thought about that.
I'm sure it had a lot to do with it.
Agreed.
Now, what was your thoughts on... Now, going into the first episode, did you have a couple standout girls in mind?
Well, in terms of fashion, with all the, you know, all the time I spend researching and looking at these queens, I was definitely most impressed by Miss Fame, which really isn't surprising to this point.
No.
But the person who I was honestly most surprised about, and it's really unfortunate because of how the episode ended, was Tempest.
I was too.
Yes, we were just talking about that.
I was definitely really sad that she went home after the 2 looks that she brought. And the fact that she's a fashion designer by nature, I guess.
Well, I think that that's what made her probably go home first. I think Michelle Visage was really, like, this woman's a costume designer, and her outfit was ill-flattering and unfitted.
Well, you're talking about the naked look,
the
right?
Naked look, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously were prepared or something. They knew about this runway.
Yeah.
Because they brought those with them. So, she did have time, however much time they had after they found out, maybe a week or 2 days or whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it was.
To get together a nude look.
Yeah.
So.
Now, after seeing the episode, what are your thoughts on those standout girls, or are there other girls that are standing out to you?
Well, let's see. I was definitely impressed by Violet's runway, who won. I was impressed by Kennedy, definitely.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
As they said, you know, the Oprah Kennedy.
The Oprah Winfrey. It was like Oprah Winfrey in the garden.
I thought.
Yes.
I said, ooh, girl, it's Miss Phaedra Parks from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now, what did you think of Max's main runway look?
Ooh, Max's main runway look.
Now, let me just quickly say for our listeners that didn't see it, she came out with crutches,
mm-hmm.
and in her confessional said, what was her quote? She said,
I'm giving you polio realness or something like that, or...
Oh, yeah. I don't know exactly. I don't remember what she said because I think I was too shocked by the fact that she actually did that.
Well, my thought was this. It wasn't smart. I mean, we saw Lady Gaga do it in that one video.
Paparazzi.
In Paparazzi.
Yeah.
And it to me, it just wasn't smart. And I had... A lot of people asked me what I thought about it because my mother had polio, and people asked me if I felt offended by that. I wasn't offended, but I just felt like it was pointless. It didn't make sense.
You know, I feel like Max is going to try and push boundaries this season.
Uh-huh.
You know, with his character being a little different, and even he's already being compared to Sharon Needles. And, you know, with the character that he has. So Sharon Needles pushed boundaries her season and did a lot of stuff. So I'm expecting him to do it as well, or her. I was just really surprised. That's the best thing I can say. I thought it looked great. I love Max's look.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did look good.
The look was good, yeah.
But I felt like it was kind of like with Sharon... The shock value had purpose, but this to me did not feel like it had any purpose other than just, I'm going to try and shock people. Like, it didn't seem to feel fully realized.
Well, she's a very strange character, and I think she probably thought, how can I do this runway and be different? That's all.
Well,
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like with Max's social media, to be honest, I haven't seen a lot of stuff that pushes the boundary in terms of his photos. Mm. You know, this character that we're learning about is more so what is pushing the boundary. So what maybe I'm expecting to happen this season is, depending on how far she makes it, but Max to keep creating this character that's going to make us question, like, is drag pushing the boundaries? I'm sure you guys heard about that whole blackface issue.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see where the Republicans chime in and say, okay, this is too much.
Now, was there anyone that you're expecting to be blown away by but were maybe underwhelmed by?
Honestly, I wasn't too blown away by Miss Fame's runways, and that's not to say her looks weren't great. That's just these looks that she brought were ones that she's already released on social media.
True.
You're right. That is
you
true.
Are right. But I do think she's probably holding back right now, and I think she's got more in her bag of tricks.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know, and the things she's going to be doing with makeup this season,
I'm
looking
sure.
forward to seeing all that.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, as a whole, I was kind of not overly excited about this episode. I was thought the bottom two were a weird bottom two. I didn't really think Tempest should be there, and when the song played that they had to lip sync to, I was like, well, this is Candy Ho's tricks. This is what she does.
Yeah,
so
she's going to be able to do this better than anybody else.
And so I just feel a little bit like, well, I guess this happened last year too with Kelly Mantle. Like,
yeah.
You just kind of, it's almost like lottery, right? It's luck of the draw, really. Like,
yeah.
You never know.
But I really think that Sasha Bell should have been in the bottom two.
How do you feel about that, Tim?
Let's see. I think Sasha, I honestly love Sasha Bell. I think she's hilarious in all the things she does on social media. And I hate to say this, but I do agree because her all four, if you include the intro look,
mm-hmm.
Which was my favorite of all the looks she brought in
yeah.
episode one, but all the looks that she brought, I felt could have gone a little bit farther. They weren't complete enough,
no.
especially the final runway.
Oh, that was sad.
I also felt that her, or not just hers, but I felt like a lot of the wigs in this episode were very right out of the bag.
Shake and go, mama.
Yes, honey. I said, girl, you gotta powder that. Take the shine out, girl.
Gotta spray some of it down.
It's funny, my mama.
Well, it seems that we've got a like triple threat now of these bearded queens with Candy Ho joining the ranks of Willem and Shangela.
Yes.
That's funny.
That is funny. Even though I didn't expect her to be in the bottom, though. Even with that shading, I didn't expect her to be in the bottom.
I didn't either.
Who would you have put in the bottom with her?
I thought it was going to be
Sasha Bell and Jasmine Masters.
And Jasmine Masters, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jasmine was another person that I really like from all the stuff I've seen of her, and I've got something to say.
Oh, right, yeah.
But those abs, tell me those abs aren't men's abs.
Well, that's what we were saying.
It cuts the illusion of her being feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous,
like,
but
The looks were perfect. Just that little V-cut that dips in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a manly feature.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a little Eddie Murphy in a wig. But, you know, the problem is I don't think, here's the problem. She's got a fantastic body. She's got abs to be proud of. Abs that I wish I had. But those abs, along with a short wig, with that big, beautiful mouth full of gorgeous white teeth, it comes across very masculine.
Yeah. I mean, there was that read tonight, to kind of move on. Michelle read Violet for being manly.
Yeah.
And
yes.
then Violet won.
Right.
I know.
Well,
Michelle was pissed about that.
She was. The look that they at least edited in, whenever
yes.
that happened,
yes.
was like, what the
Yeah. She's like, I'm pissed about this, Rue. I'm pissed.
All right, so let's get to Dragaholic.
Yes.
Because I love Dragaholic. I think it's one of the, probably not one of, but the best drag resource out there for drag fans. And I love being able to see all of the stories, all of the fans responding to the stories, and
meeting the queens that are out there that
right.
nobody gets to know.
Right.
Which is awesome as well.
Well, because you guys have such great coverage on the Drag Race girls, but then we get to see a little bit of, like, Anita M. Buffum, who has not been on Drag Race. You know, like, I love...
Excuse me.
Yeah. So, let's talk about Dragaholic and how you got started.
Okay, well, I'll give you a quick little 2-minute history that nobody knows about. So, I actually decided to go traveling abroad in 2013 and moved to Asia for a year. And while I was there, I talked with a friend, and we're both kind of like, you know, entrepreneur type people, and came up with this idea, and he told me to go for it. So for the first 7 months of Dragaholic, I was actually running and doing everything while living in South Korea.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, and it worked really well because I would get off work in the evenings around 9 p.m., and 9 p.m. there was 5 a.m. California time, 8 a.m. New York time. So it was perfect time to get all the stories up for the day and run it, and I could stay up till like 3 in the morning and, you know, get 5 stories pumped out.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So, and do all the research and spend all the time. But I also, one of the reasons that I think it's done as well as it has is because I went to school, actually, at San Jose State and got a degree in advertising and graphic design.
Uh-huh. Which helps, which definitely helps.
Yeah, definitely. So I've been able to create the site myself. We just launched, as you know, on March 1st, a new redesign of the site and a huge announcement that we were actually merging with our biggest competitor for a long time, which is dragofficial.com.
Yeah, we talked about that at the beginning of our show. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about?
Yeah, so there was... Drag Official had stopped posting for some time, and we had talked about maybe purchasing their social followers and basically, you know, buying them out.
Yeah.
And
business,
it came
gentlemen.
Down to, what's that?
Business gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly. The boring stuff.
Yeah.
So to make a long story short, instead of buying them out because we were too broke and the site doesn't make any money yet, uh-huh. The founder, Phil, decided to come on board and join us at Dragaholic and bring, you know, all of the social following with him, because he still loves doing it. He still loves writing the stories and, you know, sharing all this great content that you see on Drag Official social media and website.
Right. That's awesome. And are there any things you can tell us about the new site as far as what we can expect to see on there?
Well, I think you all know what's going to be the biggest part of it already if you've checked out the new site, and it's our biggest new addition, the one that we've already had requests for, and that's the Dragaholic store.
Oh, that's cool.
Wonderful. So,
what kind of things are you going to have in the store?
Currently, we have just 2 shirts, 2 graphically designed shirts that you can order. Really basic Dragaholic, I mean, of course, they're awesome shirts. but we're going to be adding a bunch of stuff. I don't really want to give it all away, just in case there's any entrepreneurs out there listening
to this
who want to steal my idea.
I hear ya. But so more stuff in the store.
So, I mean, like right now we're working on that, and, oh geez, we have just so much going on in the back that in the background that nobody even sees that I get so flustered at sometimes.
So I know we've got the Dragaholic calendar, which I think is a great thing. You can go on dragaholic.com to the Dragaholic calendar and see all the different drag shows from all the different cities, and it keeps the fans aboobied about where to see their favorite queens. And I know there's another page that's new called the Queens page, yeah?
Yeah. We've added a new page where it's in the very top left in the menu. If you go to dragaholic.com/queens, you can see all of the entertainers that we've ever featured on there.
So it's like a catalog of all the girls.
Yeah, a directory. It's got the most popular ones up top, and then it's an alphabetized directory down below.
I'm going to have to run and check right now.
That's awesome. That's so cool. And there's also going to be something called Drag Tube Video Channel on there.
Yeah, so that was a really fun idea. And that is to basically tie in all of the video stories that we have on the site into one location. And then we'll be working collaboratively as a team, everybody who's working with Dragaholic, to kind of add videos into the video player that featured there.
Oh, that's great.
We also have like a bunch of recommended video channels on there as well. Which I don't know if you guys have looked. Cough, cough. You guys are maybe featured there. So.
I love it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love that.
I'm really excited about, like you mentioned, the collaborations. I think it's so cool that Lacey Noel is on board. And I'm excited to be writing for you guys. And I think it's a really great thing you've got going where it's not just one singular person being like, this is mine, all mine, and these are all my stories, and it's all me. It's kind of like you're curating, like, the best of the best and pulling in some really good people to work with that really are providing some really interesting content for all of the drag fans out there.
Yeah, see, what happened whenever I launched the site is that was my goal from the beginning. I mean, I can't be the only person who's doing this. I did drag for a few years in school, but I don't, in college, but I don't know nearly as much about all of the details that go into it, like you, both of you, and some of the other queens that we have on board. Most people don't know this, but there's actually a team of, I want to say, 11 or 12, including myself.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
And I think it's great because, like I said, you're pulling in some really great people that have a lot of fun stuff to offer. And I think, you know, it's not something that just anybody can join, but yet it's like whoever's got something good to say or can contribute something good, it seems like you're open to working with them. And I think that that's awesome. And I think the drag fans are really going to benefit from that.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about the future of the site. But we made a few mistakes in the first year. I mean, who doesn't make mistakes? But we're ready for year two, and hopefully year two is going to be, you know, the year that we take over the internet.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Let's break the internet. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Right? Break it with a bunch of drag queens.
Yes, hang.
Why not?
Well, we're so glad to finally have had you on the podcast, and thank you so much for sponsoring us and supporting us, and we're so happy to be a part of your team, and
we really appreciate it. Thank you.
We can't tell you what it means to us. We're working our butts off over here, too, and we're really glad that we can partner up with you.
You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome. You know, I really appreciate all that you have done for me as well, and having everything kind of tied together.
It's great.
An awesome puzzle completion.
Yes, I love it.
That's great.
Well, thank you for joining us, and I look forward to hearing more about what you think about Drag Race as the episodes start to unfold. We should touch base with you in a couple weeks.
Yes, definitely. And on that note, I just want to add one final thing.
Yes.
After every episode in the season, we'll actually be doing Dragaholic lookbooks, where fans will get to upvote and downvote the looks from the runway of RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's really cool.
That's really cool.
I love that idea. That's great. Well, everybody, make sure you check out dragaholic.com. Tim, thank you so much for being with us, and we will talk to you again soon, all right?
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you guys so much for joining us here at House of Mimosa, the podcast. Now, make sure you go on over to our YouTube page and check out our brand new series, The Aftercast, where we talk a little bit more in depth about things we spoke about on this podcast and some extra stuff as well. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much. Should die tomorrow.